Hello, and welcome to The Good, The Bad, The Ugly, your go-to weekly podcast for the latest news in pharma. I'm your host, Andrea Corona, and you're listening to a special news review edition of Offscript, Pharma Manufacturing's podcast that goes beyond the pages of our magazine to discuss issues that matter most to the industry. Join us every week as we do a quick review of three compelling stories from the pharma world. From FDA approvals to Justice Department investigations, we've got a lot to cover today, so let's jump right in. First up, let's take a look at the good news. This week, the FDA approved Novartis Lutathera, a radionuclide therapy for treating children 12 years and older with rare gastroenteropancreatic neuroendocrine tumors. This marks the first specific approval for pediatric patients with these types of cancer. Diagnosing gastroenteropancreatic neuroendocrine tumors, which originate in neuroendocrine cells, is often delayed, leading to 10 to 20% of cases in children being too advanced in diagnosis. First approved in 2018, Lutathera was acquired by Novartis in 2017 for $3.9 billion. Novartis plans to expand its use of radioligand therapies to include other cancers such as breast, colon, lung, and pancreatic cancers. Now, let's take a look at last week's pharma bad news. Bristol-Myers Squibb has unveiled a strategic productivity initiative designed to drive $1.5 billion in cost savings by the end of 2025, which include layoffs. Going forward, the company says that it will refocus its resources on R&D programs with the latest return of investment potential, prioritize investing in key growth brands, and optimize operations across the organization. Specifically, the plan to realize internal cost savings, included within BMS's first quarter earnings report, involves pipeline rationalization, site consolidation, third-party spend reduction, as well as cuts to management layers and the broader workforce, which BMS says will impact approximately 2,200 employees in 2024. The news comes as BMS looks to strengthen its long-term growth profile with a series of deals announced back in December. In late December, the drug maker announced plans to acquire emerging radiopharma star RayzeBio in a cash deal worth approximately $4.1 billion. Just a week prior, BMS picked up psychiatric and neurological treatment specialist Karuna Therapeutics in a $14 billion deal. In early December, BMS inked its largest ADC deal of the year, signing a license and collaboration agreement with SystImmune worth up to $8.4 billion for a potentially first-in-class bispecific ADC targeting both EGFR and HER3. Now, let's go ahead and talk about the ugly. Earlier this week, The Guardian reported that the U.S. Justice Department is actively conducting a criminal investigation into whether McKinsey, a management consulting firm, contributed to the opioid crisis. The allegations are regarding whether McKinsey's marketing advice helped escalate the sales of the addictive painkillers, fueling a national health crisis characterized by widespread addiction and overdose deaths. It also explores the potential of healthcare fraud, examining if McKinsey's strategies led to fraudulent claims being made to federal health programs such as Medicare. The recent investigation is also scrutinizing McKinsey's conduct regarding document management following the firm's admission that it fired two partners who had discussed deleting opioid-related documents, raising questions about possible obstruction of justice. Previously, McKinsey had resolved opioid-related lawsuits by agreeing to nearly $1 billion in settlements across all states, various local governments, and Native American tribes. In 2019, McKinsey ceased all consulting for opioid-related business, and despite these settlements, the firm had admitted no wrongdoing. And with that, we wrap up this week's episode of Offscript, The Good, The Bad, The Ugly. We've seen the highs and lows of the pharma world, and as always, we'll keep an eye on these stories and bring you the latest developments in our next episode. I'm Andrea Corona, Senior Editor here at Pharma Manufacturing, thanking you for tuning in. Stay informed, stay curious, and don't forget to read more at pharmamanufacturing.com.